And it's time to find out what's making news in the arts world. Hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello, Michael. You know, Michael, I was so transfixed by the performance on your show last week of the Australian held in tenor Stuart Skelton singing that finale from Peter Grimes.
What a huge voice.
It was amazing. And I've got some news about Stuart. But first, let's just hear a little bit more of that glorious performance.
Peter Grimes.
Stuart Skelton performing the finale of Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes on your show last week. And we were so lucky to hear that performance, Michael, because the opening night audience at the Brisbane Festival didn't
hear it. Why not? Why not?
Stuart started the show. He fell ill during the performance. And in the second act, he walked the role on stage while an understudy, Jeffrey Lloyd Roberts, sang his part from off stage. The Brisbane Festival said he was suffering from severe pollen allergies. The good news is he did perform the role on Saturday, so he's hoping he's feeling a lot better now.
That's a wonderfully surreal way to do an opera with someone on stage and someone off stage. Maybe it was a great effect. Well, actually, Kim Jurich was in the audience on Saturday in Brisbane and he said that Stuart was in tremendous voice.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I've got a bit more news from the world of opera in Queensland as well. If you're a woman in Queensland and you've always wanted to be on stage, you could appear in Opera Queensland's production of Mozart's Don Giovanni. The company is looking for 200 women to appear on stage in the final scene of the opera. The only catch is, Michael, those women will be naked.
That'll save money on cozzies.
The production is being directed by Lindy Hume. She says she wants to give this opera a new ending to really recognise the Me Too moment. As you know, Michael, the story of Don Giovanni is about a man seducing women, his female conquests across Europe. And at the end of the show, Giovanni is normally dragged into hell by this creepy spirit. But in this new ending, Lindy Hume wants him to be brought to his end by all his victims, these 200 women on stage, either naked or partially naked. She's calling them the Avenging Furies.
This is fabulous.
Yeah, there's been a huge response to this, actually, Michael. 200 women have already signed up. But as we go to air on Monday morning, you can still get on the wait list for what I'm sure will just be an unforgettable experience.
There could be thousands of women dragging him down to his doom. So we've got some Shakespeare news.
But this is not William Shakespeare. Oh. This is William's dad, John Shakespeare. Now, you might know that John was a glove and leather maker, but new documents found in the British National Archives have revealed that the man was plunged into financial and legal trouble when he was accused of illegal money lending and wool dealing around 1577. Now, there are 21 documents that have been unearthed by Professor Glyn Parry, including writs detailing his debts to the Crown. His property was actually at risk of being seized, and that might explain why John Shakespeare kind of disappears from public life around this time.
Gosh, we have so few actual documents about Shakespeare's life. This is a real treasure trove. So Dad was a dodgy businessman.
Well, maybe, but maybe not, because Professor Parry says that the people who accused John Shakespeare were professional government informers, and this was part of a corrupt system to extort money from John Shakespeare. So what Glyn Parry reckons is this probably affected the way Shakespeare wrote about, and you know that distrust you see of power and politics in plays like Macbeth and King Lear. Maybe this is where it comes from.
Oh, gosh, wheels within wheels. And Claire, finally, we're farewelling a famous dancer.
Arthur Mitchell, he was an African-American ballet dancer. He broke new ground when he performed lead roles with the New York City Ballet in the 1950s under the direction of George Balanchine. He was also instrumental in the creation of the Dance Theatre of Harlem. He's died at the age of 84 and is being remembered as a visionary and trailblazer in the world of dance.
Claire Nichols there with Arts News.